It's quite difficult to know what to do because if someone was actually laying in the street or the picture that you've seen and he looked as if he was going to collapse or was about to be sick, then obviously you would ask, is he all right? But there's only so
would
much.
Would you? Would you?
No, yeah, you would.
No, you're saying that. You're saying that. But would you go up, a woman on her own?
Yes.
I mean, you're not big. And he's a big guy. Would you go up and say, are you all right?
If you look at the picture, I mean, if I saw someone just sitting on a bench drinking, then no, I wouldn't. But if you look at the picture where the guy looks as if he's almost collapsing or as if he's being sick, then yes, you would say, are you okay?
Mm.
If you got a load of a boost back and everything, then obviously there's nothing else that you can do and you'd walk away.
Stuart, what about you? What would you do?
Well, there's a difference in generation here, Rob, because I'd be kind of afraid to go up to somebody wearing an all-in-one hoodie, is what I could imagine it as. If he was paralytic with booze, is what it seemed to be at that time in the morning, because I live in Bury St Edmunds, you think of it as a nice place to live. But there are places in Bury you just don't go unless you know the right people.
You're a bit naughty, though, because you judged by the picture rather than by... You saw the picture first.
I saw the picture.
And you're going by the hoodie.
I'm going by the hoodie.
And the way he was.
I'm going by what I would actually feel in that situation, Rob. I'm going by how it would affect me. If I was actually in your shoes and I didn't have the guts to pull out a camera and take a picture of him, how would I react? And I would... Okay, first of all, I'd probably bend over just like that to see if he was still alive, and still okay. But then I would just probably walk on by and perhaps then tell somebody and get them to help him out.
I walked past.
Did you?
I walked past. I could have gone and see if you're all right. And actually, later in the afternoon, I went past and he wasn't there. Then a bit later on in the afternoon, there's paramedics around him. I should have gone, shouldn't I? Should I have done something? It's difficult. I mean, what's the problem in the first place? I mean, we're judging by his drinking, aren't we?
Judging by the drinking, judging by the dress sense. Those are the two things that stick in your mind, Rob.
Can I just say, though, my father was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And I have a sister-in-law that is on the streets in London at the moment that has severe alcoholic problems. So approaching an alcoholic would not worry me. Okay. You can't judge someone on what they're wearing, whether they're wearing trainers or hoodies, or because people will throw out or give things away nowadays, you know. These people have really deeper problems going on, you know, and they can be different backgrounds, you know. They can have supportive families, they can have dysfunctional families, but something has put them in the place that they're at now. And I'm sure that the people that were doing the negative comments wouldn't want to change places with this poor guy that at 8:30 in the morning is near enough unconscious with a can around him. And would you walk past someone on the street then if they're in a hoodie, if they'd just collapsed or they'd got diabetes or anything? Would you do that? Because you wouldn't.
Because I'd probably like Stuart. Assume that he's been on the booze all night and it's a regular thing. It might just be a one-off. He might have been come back from a party, and someone might have spiked his drink. You never know. It could be, but we're so judgy. This guy, Daniel, David says on Facebook, I'm not sticking up for the chap in the picture, but we don't know his circumstances. Just because he looks like the image of a yobbo with his brew by his hand. I found in life you don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what should we do then? The problem is there. Can we shift it?
I don't think we can shift it, but you've got to think of how he got into that problem in the first place. Okay, he might have got into that situation days before. He might have had an all-weekend kind of binge-up or an all-week kind of binge-up, knowing the day you posted the picture. But it could have been a one-off. And if it was a one-off, maybe the supermarkets have got to have their place in it for selling cheap alcohol.
Is it supermarkets? Is it other stores? I mean,
so that's it. You just don't know, because he must have gotten the alcohol, the booze from somewhere.
An alcoholic will get their drink, whether it's in a supermarket, whether it's in a pub. They will die and do anything to get their drink.
How do you think it affects the wider family then? Because it isn't just the drinker, is it?
The fallout.
In fact, probably the drinker is a lesser victim.
Yes, yeah. The fallout is absolutely horrendous. And going back to my sister-in-law, she was on the streets for about 10 years and she ended up, was one of the lucky ones to be able to get rehab and to get a little bit of support. And she went through rehab and she'd done 6 months of it and she came out of rehab clean. But within 9 months of not having a drink and what everyone thought she was getting her life together, went out and had one drink,